What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner of Ascent Dental Solutions. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf for putting on these podcasts. Without his expertise in development, these podcasts would not be possible. If you're interested in contacting Mr. Wolf, please go to my website, ascent-dental-solutions.com, and you'll be able to hook up with David to find out what podcasts can do for your team, for your office, and for the patients that are supporting you. I also want to give special thanks to Vocal Dental Supply Company. Without their expertise support, my office would not be practicing at the high level that it does. And I want to give personal thanks not only to their expertise and training, but to the supplies that I'm using on a day-to-day basis. My focus is on education, development, knowledge, and training. And the question that I'd like to discuss today is, are team meetings valuable? How do we conduct these team meetings? Should we even waste our time with team meetings? We've all heard over the years of the morning huddle. My question is what goes on beyond that morning huddle? Typically in a morning huddle, it's 10 to 15 minutes. You address the problem or potential problem patients, laboratory cases. Are they in? Are they been reviewed? Have they been evaluated? Is the schedule correct? Is there been time set aside for emergency care and treatment? The list goes on and on, but today's topic is, what about getting your entire team together for a larger meeting, whether that be a full day or a half a day? Is there value to that? What's the cost of that? And what's my return on investment? How many times a year should it be done? Should it be done once? Should it be done semi-annually? Or should it be done quarterly? I would strongly suggest that regardless of how you ultimately decide, a structured, well-organized meeting with talking points is mandatory. If you're going to get together and just ramble endlessly, you're not only wasting time and money, but you're conveying a message that you're not on your game, you're not supporting your team properly, and the reflection will have a negative effect on your business and on your patient care. For me personally, I hold meetings every single week. I break these meetings into my hygiene team, my clinical assistant team, my administrative team, and my doctor team. Each Friday for approximately 90 minutes are spent with each of these individual groups, and there is a meeting, there's minutes, and there are mock examinations associated with these meetings to make sure that the points have been made. I also leave time in these meetings for these team members to bring up particular questions, comments, recommendations, suggestions, and even areas of dissatisfaction, but they're monitored so that we don't get off track. Typically, these meetings of 90 minutes are broken into two 45-minute segments. One is basically focused on purely the business aspect of our practice, and the second 45 minutes is based on the clinical aspect, whether that be new techniques, products, a combination, or both. But basically, there's a clinical spin to that 45 minutes. Generally, about every 3 to 4 weeks, I will bring in a guest speaker from a different supply company, a laboratory, an implant company to speak outside of our existing group to bring just a different spin on the event. Approximately twice a year, and I won't say approximately, actually twice a year, I close the entire office down from 12 noon until 5 p.m. for a full meeting with everyone involved. Again, there's an agenda. Normally, there are sandwiches, fruit drinks, water, soda, and a light dessert. And then there is a meeting basically focusing on communication and how to create what we refer to as raving fans. What can we do to make our clientele, our patient list, our most important aspect, as pleased and as happy as possible? Our tagline for Ascent Dental Care has been better care, better service for better results. If you think these topics are of interest to you and you'd like additional information, reach out to Ascent-Dental-Solutions. I can tell you that I do not enjoy meetings like most of us don't because they tend to lead towards more meetings. However, not being approachable, not having these meetings available, in my personal opinion, do much more damage to your team, to your patient or clientele, and to your overall organization. So I am a strong believer in communication. I recently dealt with a previous business, which in my opinion, its total demise and destruction was because of inadequate, poor, or non-existing communication. And it's a shame because they had all the right tools, the locations, and the people, but because of poor or inadequate communication, I'm watching that business dissolve in front of our eyes. Don't let it happen to you. Reach out to ascent-dentalsolutions.com. I'd love to help you, and I look forward to providing additional information and expertise. I want to give special thanks again to Mr. David Wolf and to the Vocal Corporation. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. Thanks again, and I look forward to speaking to you real soon.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.